This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You're back.
I am.
I hope you're okay. We'll talk about it next. I have a lot of questions. All right, let's talk, though, in the Hollywood Dirt about one of our very own Hollywood stars here in Milwaukee. Did you see lots of baby news? Lots of baby news.
I saw the news.
Come on.
Talking about the reveal news.
Giannis and his woman, Mariah, who he called his fiance.
They're engaged.
Expecting their third baby.
Dropped, and they said what it was.
They said it was a girl. Hey! So now they've got two boys already, and they're having a girl.
Wow.
And you're having a boy.
Full house.
And Giannis have babies. You're going to have kids the same age all the way down. You're going to have your kids together. Look at this.
You think our kids are going to hang out?
They should. Well, they should. It's not a long shot.
You know what I'm saying?
Why not? You have kids the same age.
My kids are cute.
Mariah, call us.
Hey, what's
Giannis
up?
Giannis is training.
Play dates available.
We will come play with you. We. Meaning me and DZ.
Allie posing as the nanny.
My kids are 10 and 12, but I'll be there.
Oh,
boy.
Everybody's playing together.
We'll all come say hi.
Oh,
so
man.
That was part of the news. And then I felt like there was just baby news all over the place. Like Elon Musk announced they had a third one.
Really?
And I just kept seeing like baby stuff. I don't know. Josh Duhamel's expecting a baby with his current wife. I was like, you know what? Giannis is the most important baby news of all of this. But
I mean, besides me and my wife.
And you and
obviously.
Your wife. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear about your play date with Giannis and Mariah. Tell me all about it.
What are you talking about? You're going to be there, nanny?
Oh, that's right. I work for you. I work for you. Ooh, we got Fall Out Boy tickets this morning at 7:45. So get ready. Andy from Menominee Falls, the drummer of Fall Out Boy, our winner yesterday, DZ, did not know.
They didn't. They had no clue he was from Menominee Falls.
People don't realize that the drummer went to high school, grew up here.
Is it like a if you know, but you got to be from Menominee Falls to know?
Maybe. I think people used to know, and then like 10 years passed, and we didn't revisit this topic again. No,
true.
Honestly.
But now they're back.
Now I don't mean like they left for 10 years. I meant I aged 10 years and like we have to retell people.
We all aged 10 years. You ain't the only one.
Seriously. So Fall Out Boy tickets this morning at 7:45. Are you okay?
I am good. I'm good.
Well, I mean, I know you're good because you have muscle relaxers. Thank God.
But thank you.
Thank God for modern medicine. Mwah, chef's kiss. Okay?
And I don't even like y'all like that, but here we are.
You never go to the doctor?
Never.
I'm so proud of you for going yesterday. Are you okay, though?
Yeah, well, man, when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with the weirdest shortness of breath that you've experienced since the last time you had COVID and back pain. That's going in both directions and basically all directions, you're gonna feel some type of way. And that's exactly what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 a.m. hit, and man, I woke up
and
just felt like I was gasping for air.
Really?
Yeah, it was awkward. Like awkward enough for me to wake up my pregnant wife and be like, yo,
I don't feel right. Something's wrong.
I can't breathe.
Oh no.
And she went, what do you want me to do? I was like, I don't know. My back hurts and I don't feel like I can breathe.
Yeah.
But I'm obviously talking, so I am breathing, right? I start wondering what it is. I'm checking myself. I'm like, my heart rate feels fine. My arms ain't necessarily hurting. My chest is okay. I just can't breathe. And my back is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk.
What's your first thought of what it is?
My first thought is it possibly the vid?
You thought maybe it was COVID?
Maybe.
When you said shortness of breath, I thought, and now we've seen a lot of people getting sick lately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I wondered if it was maybe you got COVID or something.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
But the back
pain.
But
it
pain, wasn't. The back, well, and the lethargic feelings and soreness, like those are partly some symptoms. So
you
I was like,
it was something
I doubt.
Else.
I doubt it, but I just want to know, right? I was like, this is something else. What is going on?
Your gut didn't feel like it was an illness.
Nah, it didn't feel like it was an illness because realistically, I felt okay, right? So I'm up. I'm trying to move. It hurts to walk. It hurts to sit. It hurts to lay.
What?
So when
upper
I walk,
upper back, lower back,
all of back,
all of it,
all of back.
Okay.
Yes, the answer is yes because when I walk, the pain shoots down my legs.
Mm-hmm.
When I sit, the pain starts to concentrate in my like sciatic in my lower back. And when I stand and move, it starts to feel like I got a grip around my rib cage while I'm walking through my back. So no matter what I'm doing, I'm kind of uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
They were so nervous, bro. I went to the doctor. Shout out to them St. Francis folks at Aurora, because they literally said, we're going to check you out for everything.
Yeah.
EKG, x-ray, blood work. They gave me a breathing treatment.
Well, they don't want you to leave and something happen.
Well, and I'm glad.
And then they don't know what's wrong. And they're, you know, they got to make sure you're okay.
And I'm glad I went in. Mm-hmm. You know, they made me feel comfortable. You know, they also, I guess, made me feel seen.
Yeah.
Because they listened to what was going on and kind of helped me work through that.
Well, look at you appreciating the medical community for trying to help you.
I felt appreciated.
Not feel
that.
Scared of them. For
you know
once.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And really, you know my thoughts about modern medicine. I don't necessarily care for it.
Well, and you know, I'm glad you went though.
Yeah.
You can feel however you want. Well, but I'm gonna bug you to go if you don't feel good.
I'm also
you don't have
glad
to feel
I went.
That way. You know.
And you really shouldn't have to feel bad and you know deal with pain. And I do that far too often.
Yeah. But there's was pain management out there. That's fine.
It was a quick onset, so that's what freaked me out. The fact that it happened so quick, you know, like for breathing to be affected and back pain to be included, I was like, nah, man, I can't sit on this.
So what happened when you left?
So they.
So how did it end?
It ended with them telling me to take it easy.
This is like me. This is like when I tell you about my dates. Like you're at the doctor. I'm like, so how did it end?
It ended.
How
with
did you and the doctor part ways?
Them telling me to take it easy.
Uh-huh.
Get off my feet when I can. Uh-huh. Use a heating pad, which I'm mad at myself because I forgot.
Oh, you didn't bring it.
No, I didn't bring
Shoot.
It. That was my fault of the day, man.
Yeah.
And then also just mind my pain and be aware. If I feel like my breathing is still affected, to come back in, holla at them, let them know that they could prescribe me something else, but to definitely don't take it too light.
Yeah.
You know, don't take the sensations, like to mind the way my body feels so that I could be cognizant of what I could tell them if I need to come back, basically.
Oh,
they're like, here are these muscle relaxers, here's some ibuprofen, go home, rest up.
No, I don't want you to feel bad. There's nothing worse than feeling awful. Do you know what I mean?
Do I know what you mean?
How do you feel? Because, you know, at the radio station, you're behind the board.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you can do that, or would it be more comfortable for you to sit on my side?
Right now, you know, that's
because we could change positions, and I could do that if it's painful to move. You shouldn't even be here, though, if it's painful to move, honestly. Like, I don't even know what to tell. I'm not a doctor.
I'm testing this out.
Okay.
I'm testing it out because
feel free to leave at any moment if you feel like you can't function.
Bye.
Because it sounds like, oh my God, bye. Oh, now I feel even worse.
Stop,
TZ.
You know I like the rib. I'm playing,
I
man.
I know, but don't. You also like to pretend like everything's fine.
That's also
when
true.
You don't feel good.
That's also
so
true,
I don't
yeah.
want you to be stupid and push yourself to, it's not worth it.
All
like
right.
The show will be okay if you need another day off. Like, or if you don't feel good, it's okay.
Let me break it down to you
we'll
like
be
this,
fine.
Fam.
What?
The scale of 1 to 10 yesterday,
yeah.
when I was there, I was definitely a 9. Because my 10 would be me not walking, me not able to move or get up out of bed. That's my 10.
Yeah.
Right? So I'd say I was at like 8.5, 9, pain-wise. Because I drove myself and I walked myself in. That feels good enough for me.
Oh, that's good.
Today, thankfully, with pain management and some assistance from the doctors.
Yeah.
I say I'm at like a good 6 right now. Like I'm decent.
Oh, that's good. It's getting better.
Yeah, man. I feel like it's a good, you know, 6, 7.
I have one question for you next.
What's up?
About what happened yesterday. We're going to take calls and texts if they have anything to say because I see the phone's ringing. 414-533-1037. You can try to diagnose DZ even though the doctors have done every test under
diagnose
the moon.
Diagnose DZ.
Because I have a question for you about it next.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
We're going to discuss. Somebody said you should get adjusted by a chiropractor. Somebody else said you're mad the Bears lost.
Wow.
We'll talk to you next. I do have a question for you, DZ, but first, don't forget, we are so close to the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk happening on September 24th, a Sunday. Very close. Go join our team. It's totally free to join our team and sign up and walk with us.
That's right. 1037kissfm.com.
Yep. And then you just meet us down by the lakefront on Sunday the 24th. We're going to walk together because a lot of us, well, a lot of us have been very affected by breast cancer in different ways, which we can get into at a different time.
But I feel that for
let's
sure.
Let's talk about your back pain right now.
We don't have to.
No, let's do it. Okay, first of all, let's pull up Tony in Racine because, you know, he got in. He's good at being the first caller of the day. Tony.
Hey, good morning.
DZ is, am I allowed to say you're on muscle relaxers?
I mean, that's up to you.
Is this legal?
I don't feel like my muscles are necessarily relaxed at the moment, though.
Are you allowed to be on the air on muscle relaxers? Is there some law about that, or I don't know?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I don't know.
Here we are.
Oh, I've been drunk on the air before. It was years ago, but I've done it. Surely you can be on a muscle spasm.
Well, I was going to say, with the muscle spasms my back is having, I think I should relax the muscles.
There was a 7-year stint where we were out for St. Patrick's Day, and I was loaded every time. So
It's low milligram, so I think I'll survive. Yeah. I think I'll be okay, and I'll knock on wood for anybody paranoid.
Tony, I don't know what you're going to say, but my thought, you know, DZ, where I always go, back pain can be correlated with stress. Mm. That was where I went immediately when I was like, oh, if it's nothing else. Because I thought for sure they were going to say you pulled something at football, or you got a, you know, something, you broke a rib or something.
Right.
I was like, stress can really give you back pain. But the shortness of breath, I don't get. I don't have nothing to do with that.
Something drastic would have to have happened, and nothing drastic has happened, nor do I feel like I'm stressed about anything.
You know? Makes me breathe better.
One of us.
I know, I shouldn't have said that.
Nice. Ha ha, Allie. Ha ha.
I thought, you know, you bought a new house, you're having a baby, you got a lot going on, but you seem happy, but that doesn't mean anything in 2023. If people seem happy, it means absolutely nothing.
Stress can happen under any circumstance, too, even if you do seem happy. But, Tony, what's the word?
What's up,
man?
Tony?
I'm on the same page. Mm-hmm. I have back pain, too, and sometimes I relate it to stress. Yeah. And I was going to say the same thing. I mean, just because you're a guy and you hold yourself very well and
you
can handle everything that's going on, you may not realize you're in stress because it's everyday things that we deal with where your body is stressed out. So these are signs that you have to pay attention. Now, I don't want to say a doctor because I hate going to the doctor, and that's the last place I go.
So does DZ. That's why I was so proud of him for going.
Yeah, but I would honestly probably say the same thing. I would say related it to stress with everything going on. Your body just needs a break. Like, hey, you need to chill out for a week so I can handle the next 3-4 years again before we break down.
Huh.
You know, you're getting to that age, man, where you got to start listening to your body.
Hey, Tony, what you mean I'm getting to that age?
I feel so young right now on the show, by the way. The thing is, and not to shame you, DZ, I could do high kicks.
Oh, you okay?
I could lift weights right now.
Deep breath. You could blow a bubble if you needed to.
I could move my body. All of a sudden, I feel so young. I'm like, DZ.
Look at Allie, the spring chicken over here.
DZ's like, I can't move my body, guys. I just turned 30 and I'm 100 in my mind.
I was about to bring a cane to work, bro.
You gotta be careful.
You know?
If you walked in with a cane, I would die.
Well, a pimp cane in his mug. No, I'm playing.
So it's not because the Bears lost. That's not why you're
Man, forget both of y'all, bro.
Hey, I'm a Vikings fan, man, so don't worry.
Well, I just knew. I felt like you was going to talk trash for some reason, Tony. Either way, a Vikings fan is enough.
Hey, Tony can talk trash. I appreciate it.
No, he can't. He's a Vikings fan.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You both suck. You're a Bears
fan.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
You
okay,
heard
now,
what I
you,
said.
You
what
better
I said.
Watch out, man. I'll can you if you keep talking.
You know what?
You know what?
The
Allie,
Bears and the Vikings suck. I said what I said.
All of a sudden, I'm quite lightheaded. I feel dizzy. I think I should go home.
Bye.
Oh, Tony, I think I gotta go.
Bye. Okay, if you saw my Instagram story over the weekend, you know about this already. But I'm going to tell you next the story about when a 21-year-old kissed me this weekend and what happened next.
Okay.
What would DZ do? Welcome to Allie's life.
Hey, you know I love me some what would DZ do is when Allie's the center focus.
Well, we got a problem. What would you do? I'll ask you next. Let's start, though, with Trends Tuesday first. It's all brought to you by Wendy's. Download the Wendy's app today. We ordered food right off the Wendy's app last week. It was phenomenal. But every Tuesday we talk about kind of tech trends, and today's I was like, what?
Yeah.
When you told me?
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, and you know, per iPhone users, we usually know iPhone trends.
Our club, which we're very elite.
Very elite. We ain't broke boy over here.
I'm dying on the iPhone hill all day long, and whoever messes up my group chat with your Android, you know who you are.
And we mad at you.
Every time.
But did you update to the new iOS, the iOS 17 yet?
Just a day ago.
Did
I had
you?
An update. Yes.
Okay, boom. So you have one of my new favorite features that you can do.
What is it?
On FaceTime. Yeah. They've updated and given you the ability. One, you get a bunch of new emojis, which those are cool. That we'll get into those for another day. That's another topic.
I love emojis.
That's a different Tuesday.
But
FaceTime.
Yes.
You ever call somebody on FaceTime and they don't answer?
All the time.
And it always just says unavailable.
All the time.
Gives you the option to text them.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
You could leave them a video message now. Yeah.
What?
Yep, one of the dopest updates.
No, so wait. So when you, if I try to FaceTime you, which I'm going to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you're going to just not answer.
Oh, I'm going to ignore it. Yeah.
Yeah, ignore me. Like you always do. No, ignore me. Like you always
ignore.
Do.
Ignore.
So now do I put leave a message?
Leave a message.
And then I'm going to be able to leave you a FaceTime? Oh, that's a lie.
Oh, what? Did your phone not update?
Maybe I didn't get the right update. Maybe it's one coming.
Oh, no, you didn't get the record video option. So you see, your phone's got to look like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you should be able to leave somebody a FaceTime message when they don't answer. Maybe you didn't get the full update.
Maybe I didn't. I got another one coming through.
Right.
You know me. I just roll with software update. Give it to me. Give me the 16.
You 17. You only did 16. You need 17.
Oh,
that's
I'm on 16.1.
We need 17.
Well, then talk to Apple. I had nothing to do with that.
Well, Apple, you better search for an update. We need the iOS 17. Please and thank you.
But this is good to know that the update includes now you can send a video back and instead of just a text message if they don't answer.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Sounds fun, doesn't it?
It does. If I can get 17, I'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're listening, so they hear me. I don't have to pick up the phone. They know.
Oh, they're listening.
They hear what I'm saying.
They're listening, yeah. iOS agent.
Yeah.
All you
right.
Hear
we're going to do What Would DZ Do Next. And
I can't wait.
I can't wait either because I have to tell you the story of what happened. I need your advice. I want to know if this is normal.
Bet.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I can't even believe I'm going to tell this story on the air.
I think you...
I have to. It's too funny not to tell.
Did I miss some tea?
You missed a lot of tea for my weekend. I had two dates over the weekend and both canceled. Both.
I remember you telling me last week that you had some suitors.
They didn't cancel. Friday night said he was sick and I moved on with my life.
Oh, okay.
Saturday blew me off.
Oh.
And that's on him. For the UFC fight, by the way.
Wow.
And I went, yeah, we're done. Okay, so I went out with my girlfriends instead, which is how this all went down.
Girls' night.
I wanted to know what you would have done in this scenario.
Where'd you go?
To a bar, a towny bar near my house.
A towny
bar. I'll say
bar.
A towny bar in the neighborhood because it's relevant to this whole story.
I love it.
A bar not far from my house. And I went out with the girls and we started meeting people. People just start saying hello and hi. And the next thing you know, these three boys, I say boys, they were men, but boys, men, come up. And start,
boys to men?
Start
what?
Talking to me.
You said boys to men? Was
boys
at this
to
towny
men. They
bar?
Were there. And I find out that they're 21 years old. And
that's why you say boys.
And they're hitting on me, DZ. And I'm like, do you know how old I am? Like, stop.
You did not hit him with that.
I did. I'm so tacky. I know.
I'm old enough to be your mother.
I said, do you know, like, this is, I feel like this is really inappropriate that you're hitting on me right now. And they're like, he's like, what?
For who?
And I go, how old are you? And he goes, 21. And I go, and where do you live? Do you live around here? He goes, I'm home for the summer. I'm home from college.
There you go. Of course he's 21.
And I said, do your parents live in my neighborhood? And he's like, no.
Do your parents? Do your parents know you're here?
It wouldn't have been a long shot.
Young man.
And so we're talking to these guys. And he's like, what? Come on. I'm 21.
Right. He's old enough to be there.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, where did you go to high school? And he tells me. And I go, you're literally, you just graduated 3 years ago from the high school my son's about to go to. Like,
no.
Think about that, DZ. So I'm seeing my son in these boys. And I'm thinking, this is just ick. I mean, and the 21-year-olds are hot. I'll give them that. They're really good looking.
Sure.
And most 40-year-old women would be like, rawr. And I was like, ew. This feels dirty. And so the night goes on. We're just kind of having fun. And it's all jokey.
Sure.
I think.
You think.
Until finally, the 21-year-old goes, listen, come on. Just give me a little kiss on the cheek. And I've had so much tequila. I'm like, okay. So he did the old turning kiss.
The switcheroo. He turned and kissed you on the lips.
He kissed me on the lips. And I went, and I felt so dirty, like I was supposed to be sent to jail, even though he was a legal age.
You thought the cops was about to bust in.
I felt like a pedophile for real. I was like, what? And I'm like, what just happened? And it was so funny and like all lighthearted. But I was like, did a 21-year-old just kiss
a 20? Listen, you know what
I was
just happened?
So uncomfortable.
You just got Smalls.
What does that
mean?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you know, Sandlot. Not, and his name actually isn't Smalls. But you know who I'm talking about? Squints.
Okay, you're gonna kill me when I've never seen the Sandlot.
Oh my god. Well, there's a point in the movie where Squints, they're at the pool, and he pretends to be drowning so that the very attractive lifeguard jumps in and starts giving him mouth to mouth, and then he sneaks a kiss, and you got Squinced, basically. Squint is one of the names of the character, the buddy that wears the thick glasses, pretended to be drowning so he'd get kissed by the lifeguard. You were the lifeguard. He was Squints.
Well, he was adorable.
Oh,
but he was closer to my son's age than me.
Yep, that sounds about right.
I felt like that was where we draw the line. Okay, so I just want to know, what would you do and what would the listeners do if someone half your age kissed you? Because that's what happened, and I'm completely weirded out by the whole thing. But at least I'm not going to jail because he's of age.
Well, I was gonna say like we half of my age, literally underage. So I'm swinging on somebody.
I'm being dramatic.
Don't touch me.
But I feel like I'm also being an ageist because men do it all the time, and people don't bat an eye, right? And I know there's women that date younger men, and I don't even care. You can date whoever. I'm not judging. But why did I then say you can date whoever you want? And I looked at it and I go,
my wife.
I mean, I'm not trying to date the guy, but he's a kid. But
my
wife
married a younger man.
Oh, stop it.
She robbed the cradle with me.
You're like 2 years younger than Aaron. Stop
it. Like a year and a half, but you know.
All right, coming up next, everyone's going to tell us 414-533-1037. A 21-year-old kissed me. What would you do?
Oh, I got you on mine. I could tell you now, but I'll wait.
I can't wait to discuss next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Do you see me covering my face? And I'm embarrassed. I'm blushing. I'm like...
What you really are blushing,
I'm
dog.
So, like, somebody texted in and said, I totally smash. You guys are crazy right now.
Oh, my God.
So, I told the story of how I was out for ladies' night, and a 21-year-old kissed me. And I was, what just happened?
He snuck in a kiss.
I couldn't believe it. And I said, what would you do, DZ? Because I felt so dirty and like I was going to go to jail, even though he was 21 and of age. I felt like I was doing something wrong.
Y'all are both of age. He was clearly a consenting adult. The only one that wasn't consenting was you because you felt dirty because he snuck in a kiss. For context, you got hit with the Squints and Wendy Peppercorn. And spoiler alert, because you haven't seen The Sandlot, they get married. Uh-huh.
Okay, now...
And
now,
she was way older.
You're hysterical.
I'm just saying.
Okay, nobody's getting married.
I'm just
ever.
Saying, when do I get to meet Squints? Because that's his name. Did y'all exchange numbers?
No,
this man
kidding?
Is bold.
He is bold, but I think he's just fine with his 21-year-old ladies he's probably got around him.
His college gals.
All kinds of people texting in. Somebody said, I'm willing to bet he wasn't 21.
There's no way he wasn't.
No kids are home from college right now. Well, he goes to UWM, so it was not a lot. He was home for the weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say home from college.
It worked out just fine. He was 21, and actually his uncle was there, who was my age, which just puts it in perspective of the scenario. So are you following
I'm
me?
I'm following you, bro.
Okay.
I'm also following along with some of these texts.
They said, should have put the tongue in it.
Because what would DZ do ain't there?
What would you have done if the 21-year-old kissed you like they did to me?
Listen.
I was in shock.
I would have freaked him out.
Why?
I would have messed with him.
Why?
I would have taken the opportunity. Had I been you in that situation?
I felt like it was like a fetish and he was with his friends and they were like getting a kick out of it.
Sure.
Like I wasn't taking him seriously. I just couldn't take him seriously.
I would have put this little boy in a blender. I would have been like, all right, big dog, that's how you feel? I would have grabbed the keys. I would have been like, come on, let's go. Get in the car.
Listen.
This what you want? How do you want it? How do you feel?
My friend and I looked at each other and she looked at me and I looked at her and she goes, we would destroy him. I'm like, I would destroy him. Like I've got 20 years of dating experience on this kid. He has no idea what's going on right now.
That's
like,
what you should have done.
No,
you should have joked.
That feels so dirty. No,
I'm not saying you actually take him home, but could you imagine the look on his face had you been like, oh, that's what you want? Come on, papi, let's go. Get in the car.
Let's see what you got.
Get in the car. and watch him go, and then I would have been like, yeah, exactly. You would know what to do with me.
Somebody
sit down
in.
Somewhere, little boy.
Was the uncle cute? Yeah, it wasn't. The uncle was much more age appropriate for me. It's just funny that the 21-year-old was the one coming in strong.
He was the one with the boldness to kiss you. I would have freaked him out. I would have been like, ooh, that's what you want, daddy? Come on. Let's go. Get in the car. And then watch them panic and then be like, exactly. Sit down. Buy me another drink and then leave me alone. You don't know what to. You can't handle this, young man.
Amber's in Milwaukee on 5. Somebody texted in, sometimes dirty feels good. You guys.
Ooh, what is wrong
guys,
with you?
Guys, am I just
oh,
being,
my goodness.
Am sure. I too uptight? Am I the one?
Is Allie Prue?
Probably not. Ask anyone I've dated. But listen,
Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
A 21-year-old randomly kissed me, and I felt like I was doing something wrong.
You felt naughty.
Yeah.
You say
like,
it. You felt naughty.
I felt like it was my kid. Like, it wasn't right.
He's too young
Do
for
not
you, bro.
I think that you are doing anything wrong. Age is just but a number, and like, it, be proud of yourself that you still look fine enough that a 21-year-old is hitting on you.
Well, I got new boobs. It's not a surprise.
Well, there you go.
But look, listen, Amber's saying be confident in the fact that he even stepped up to the plate. Sure, he was out of his league and he was going to strike out, but he tried it. Swing and a miss, Poppy. I commend you for trying.
Somebody said, do you think he's listening saying, yeah, that's me.
That was me.
Okay, I didn't tell you guys part of the story. So at first they didn't know who I was. And we started talking and I asked and I said, you know, do you guys have any idea how old I am? I'm doing that to them, right?
Right.
Which DZ said I should never have said that because what a turnoff, right? That I'm like, I could be your mother.
Grilling them.
But we started talking and finally the one guy guessed my age right. And I go, how did you get my age right? Did you Google me? And he was like, what? And then they go, somebody said, that's Allie from the radio station. They go, wait, Allie? And they go, wait, like, you used to be with, like, Riggs and Allie? DZ, Allie and DZ? I go, yes. And that's when it hit these kids.
And they went, oh!
They grew up listening to us.
Oh, my gosh!
So that's even weirder.
I did kiss my mom!
I said, yeah. I'm like, bro, like, listen, like, you were 10 when you started listening to that, right?
Yeah.
Think about, dude.
I mean, arguably, but I bet you he wasn't thinking about that.
How old are you, Allie?
He wasn't thinking about that.
How old am I?
Young man. How old? I mean, you never asked a lady her age, so I ain't going to ask you.
I've never been embarrassed by my age, though, because I don't feel it.
And you shouldn't be.
I am 44, so that means I would have been 23 if I had this kid.
And you feel like you really would have been...
I feel 30 in my soul, but I'm not. And I felt
well, what
like
if he feels
not...
older? What if he's very
well,
mature?
Good for him, okay?
Hey, listen, I'm on Amber's side. Hey, Amber's saying, like, listen, age ain't nothing but a number, right. And he could have got some sugar.
We
got
to keep it moving, though, because we're talking too much. Amber, thanks for calling.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Do we go to Tony and Racine? I'm afraid. I'm scared. All right, just pull him up.
Oof, okay, fine.
Somebody said... Listen, Allie. They said, listen, Linda. They texted in. They're giving me a good talking to on the text right now.
Good.
They're saying I should have just hooked up with the guy. No.
Nah, I don't know about hooking up with him.
No.
But giving him a good scaring and been like, all right, you think you can handle it? Come prove it.
Tony.
Hey.
What up, Tony?
What do you think? What did you say?
I finally met my hero.
His hero's younger than he is. 20, young 21-year-old.
He stepped up to the plate, Tony. What can I say?
I tell you what. I have standards, and I won't go younger, but I'll definitely go older. So you not wanting to go younger, it shows you have standards for yourself. But I wish I was him.
Ooh. So Tony had no advice. He just wanted to say that.
Guys, stop
so,
it.
So here's my plan, then. I'll give you a heads up. So then I'll just get you on one side, my girl on the other, to kiss me on my cheek, and then I'll just slide out the way.
Yeah.
He said, Tony. And then I'll just slide out the way. You ain't catch that. He slid that in. Tony, this dude's a
Dang
fool.
Dang it, Tony, stop. I'm trying to read the text.
Second time.
What? Tony!
Hey,
geez.
He's trying to be the third squint.
Yeah. Get out of here, Tony.
I don't like younger.
I don't like younger. He likes older.
Here
I am. All right, so the consensus is don't be an ageist.
There we go.
You can do what you want as long as everyone's of age.
That's right.
Why does it feel dirty?
I don't know. Because you feel dirty.
Yeah. Okay.
Go wash your hands, Allie.
I gotta go wash my face. Well, are we gonna call it Allie and DZ and Tony and Racine?
I mean, basically, yeah.
This guy's the third time on our show this morning, to the point where he's in the studio.
You know it's my number, right? My number's 3, so we gotta play his theme song.
Oh, hey. Beep. Tony's like, I'll make my way to that studio if it's the last thing I do. It was a Tuesday in September, and there I was.
But he came bearing gifts.
Tony showed up at the radio station. Thank you, but Tony, we've never met in person, have we?
No.
This is first time.
Yes.
Was it everything you hoped with me and DZ?
For DZ, yes. For you, stunning.
Am I offended by that?
No, you look like a grown man.
Oh, word. All right, cool. I was just going to say. I was like, wait, what you mean?
Allie looks younger than both of us.
You ain't wrong, bro.
All I got to do is take the hat off. Oh,
talking to the mic. Keep gassing me up, Tony. Keep going.
Say glunk, glunk, glunk. We are now recording. We are on Facebook Live, Tony. Keep talking.
Your check is in the mail. Yes. I pay well for compliments.
Awesome.
Thank you, Tony. No, for real, though, Tony, you're so sweet because this morning, DZ is back and he is having some back pain.
Yeah.
And he said he forgot his heating pad at home. And you heard that on the air.
Yes.
And I heard that on the air and thought, oh, I should DoorDash him a heating pad and forgot and moved on with my life.
Y'all are so extra. So extra.
But unlike Tony, Tony did not forget about you. Tony went and got you a heating pad and brought it.
This man, out of the kindness of his heart, went and got me probably one of the most heartfelt things that I could have received in this moment.
That's a really sweet gift, Tony. Like,
it was a win-win for me. I got to give you a gift, and I finally got to see Allie.
Yeah, so technically,
it was a win-win for all of us. It's
Tony.
Everybody caught a dub today,
for
bro.
Real. That's how I feel.
Tony!
I even came in the studio and my pants ripped.
Oh, whoa. He got too excited.
He's got a hole in the crotch.
It
Tony!
It's because he was running.
When I got out of the car.
Because he was running. It's because he was running in.
Ripped. How convenient. Ripped.
quote unquote.
That's not torn.
Tony, you are so funny. I mean, all of our regulars are the bomb, but yeah. Tony is off the chain sometimes with his jokes, let me tell you.
Two chains, Tony, two jokes, and too many gifts,
and
man.
Too many
gifts. You too much, bro. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that.
Hey, no worries,
man. Are you going to use the heating pad?
It's turned on right now.
Oh,
what
good.
You mean?
Okay, good.
I'm just trying to get through Am I the Jerk so that I could put this on my back.
Oh, wait, I forgot about Am I the Jerk.
We got distracted with Tony. Tony pulled up. All of a sudden, it's Allie, DZ, and Tony. We don't know what we're doing. We got to figure out the new show.
And by the way, DZ might be on muscle relaxers because he's got back pain. So God only knows where this show's going today.
I'm feeling a little more limber now.
Okay,
y'all want to see me touch my toes?
Can I be involved?
I gotta ask my wife first.
Erin just texted me. She said approve.
My socks are coming off right now.
Ew, not the sock. Keep your socks on, man.
Alright, let's play a song. We'll do Am I the Jerk next. I need a minute to compose myself and kick Tony out because
for real.
He's too funny.
This man.
And yeah, my son's calling. Okay, let's hit a song, DZ.
Say less.
Tony, thank you for coming by.
Have a good day, guys.
We love you. Thanks for coming by and dropping this off. Oh, it said, hey, daddy. He couldn't hear that.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, today we got an email, because you can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
That's right.
Let us know your moral dilemma. I thought this one was really interesting because a lot of us have friends with businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our friends have Facebook pages, Instagram pages. They're on social media.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you should be if you have a business, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, wait till you hear what Christy wrote into the show today. She said, am I the jerk for muting my friend's business page? Okay.
Well.
It says, my friend has a business and posts nonstop. I find it annoying, and I don't see myself ever using their services. So I muted them, and I haven't seen their posts in a long time. Well, they notice that I haven't been liking or commenting on anything on their business page in months. So they said I'm not being supportive, but I just find their posts annoying. I finally told them I had muted it, but it was not because I wasn't being supportive.
Right.
It was just too much in my feed.
It's not up my alley.
Christy.
Dang.
Okay, dude.
But that's the homie, and you should always support the homie, especially in their business and their endeavors.
But I've known people that post too much, and I go, okay, you're about to get muted because I don't need that. I don't need that service, and it's not even a disrespect to them. It's just I'm never going to use this, I don't think. And I don't know what the service was. I mean, this could be anything. This could be a t-shirt business. This could be a med spa. This could be a girl doing eyebrows. I mean, this could be a different things right now. This could be a girl who's trying to start something from her house. I mean, it could be a spray tan.
It could be any. It doesn't matter what it is.
It doesn't matter. It could be a guy selling candy. It doesn't matter.
Right. It's not up your alley. You don't want to see it. So
you don't want the product. You don't want the product, so you've now muted your friend's business page.
But it's your friend's business page, and that's the most important part of this entire thing. I quite frankly don't care what it is.
Your friends should be writing on your page, even when you look like hell. Damn, you look good.
Support no matter what, huh?
Gotta gas your friends up. That's what we do for each other.
That I don't know about all that. I ain't trying to fake gas the homies.
Well, but I'm not saying fake it.
I'm also not trying to see no posts for their stuff all the time if I'm not buying their material, merchandise, stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't want to see about eyebrows.
I don't care about your eyebrow waxing. I don't care that you do, fingernail printing. I don't care that you got a cake business.
That's a good one.
I salute the fact that you out here slanging them wings. You got a hookah, whatever. Yeah. Great. I love it all. But if I'm not using it in my immediate, or if we're not even close to one another, I don't feel like I got to be liking the stuff all the time.
They're friends. And now her friend says she's not being supportive.
Nah, man. I'm leaning towards not the jerk, man. I am. Because the reality is, you like what you like, and everything else can just go bye.
Well, and I get that. We don't want to be all fake and, saying someone's business is great and convincing other people when you have no clue if their business is great, right?
It's like a fake endorsement, basically.
But you can still write, great job. I support you. You can still comment other things that don't say I use your business. You can be like, way to go. I'm proud of you. Look at you go. You're starting a business. Whoa, good job. Like, you don't have to say, I'm going to come use it.
You don't have to say, I'm buying three next week.
Yeah, you could just support your friend and say, good job. Clap, clap, clap. Three emojis.
That's true.
I don't know.
That's
414-533-1037. Because Christy wants to know if she's the jerk for muting her friend's business page. She finds the post annoying. She's never going to use the business. We don't know what type of business it is, but I don't think that matters.
No, I agree.
Does it?
I agree. It doesn't matter. It's your friend's business and you muted the page. Friend thinks you the jerk for it.
Yeah. We're going to take your calls and your texts next.
Think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So today we're arguing because Christy wrote into the show and she wants to know if she's the jerk for muting her friend's business page. She said her friend has a business page and posts nonstop. She finds it annoying and just doesn't ever see herself using their services. So she muted them and they noticed she hadn't commented or liked on anything and they got upset.
I mean, can you really fault somebody for just being honest about what they feel?
I mean, I guess not. Let's go to Lisa in Sheboygan this morning. She's got her own theme song, calling 5 days in a row. Everybody's back now that school's back. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
All right. We have three regulars on the phone, and they're all spicy.
Oh, snap.
So I can't wait to hear you guys argue it out today. Lisa, you're first.
Is Lisa the spiciest or the least spicy? That's the question.
They're all spicy. I mean, they all have sass. I can't wait to get to the others, too. Lisa, is Christy a jerk for muting her friend's business page?
Absolutely not a jerk. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I do this to my people's businesses on Facebook. Everybody does. Don't lie and say you don't because you do.
She's calling us out right now on muting our friends. Lisa's calling us out.
You can't tell me that none of you hide other people's stuff, even their personal pages. So don't lie about it because you know you do.
Lisa.
And then when we want a good update, then we go to their page and scroll through. That's just how it is. That's the point of social media.
Lisa, the other day I went through my muted and my blocked accounts and I went, why did I mute all these people? And I have no idea.
Right.
I'm like, they must have been annoying me or they were drama. It was one or the other. It was like they did something where I didn't want to delete them, but I wanted to mute them. And then I forgot they existed. 100%. It works like a charm.
I have deleted people, but I've never. If I'm going to get rid of you, I'm just going to get rid of you. And I don't get rid of many people. So it's like I don't mute. I got nothing in the sorts. I checked it the other day, actually. I got nobody in my mutes. I really don't.
DC's not mad at anybody online.
Nope.
Oh, Lisa and I are like, mute.
Bye. See you later. See you in 2 months.
She says not the jerk. All right.
Right. There's also a difference between like being a supportive friend than being their walking advertisement.
Mm.
Like if you're posting 2-3 times a day for your business page, do you expect me to go to every single post and like or love or comment on
yes.
it? Like maybe once a week, sure, but every single post.
Yes,
like,
if it's my business, yes.
Right. Am I getting like a marketing or advertising fee? No. So
yeah. I'm not getting a piece. Oh. Really though?
Now it's getting
or free product maybe.
But now you're saying there's got to be something in it for you to support your friends.
Well, nothing in life is free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lisa says not a jerk this morning. Okay. Thank you for calling, Lisa.
Have a good day.
Bye. Ryan is calling from Calabama this morning. I can't wait to see which way he goes on this one. Well, you can tell Calabama is Caledonia.
Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Is Christy
the
jerk?
She's a jerk. She's a jerk.
Oh.
Big old jerk.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fat jerk.
So you don't agree with Lisa, cool. is what you're saying.
Come on.
Basically.
Support your friend. Yeah. All you got to do is go on there and like or comment it. Mm-hmm. It takes you 30 seconds to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's not like you're going out of your way. You're already on there. Oh, boom, done. Mm-hmm. Like, pass it on. Yeah, it annoys you. My sister-in-law does the same thing. She annoys me, but I at least sit there and like her stuff when
Ryan,
she posts it.
You're on the radio right now. He said my sister-in-law annoys me, but I hit it
anyway. I love her to death, but man, do I hate liking her stuff all the time. He's keeping it a buck. He's keeping it a buck, but in the other way, saying, yeah, mm-hmm. you might not like it, but you're going to support those people that you really care about the most.
Because if you do the same thing, you go out and you start your own business like I did, you're going to want that support.
That's what I'm saying. If the tables are reversed, you would want your friends to support you and appreciate you and help you get going, you know?
True.
Yeah, and it'll come back. It'll come back like it did on Aaron Rodgers last night.
Shots fired!
Mic drop.
And he said what he said, DZ. Yep, Packers won. Yes.
But that ain't got nothing to do with the Jets. Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
I'm just saying, we weren't here yesterday for us to brag about it.
Oh, so y'all just going to throw in the Bears?
Where were we?
I'm bragging about Rodgers breaking his.
Well, can we talk about
Achilles.
Both? No, we can't. We don't have time.
So now all of a sudden, it's a forget DZ and his Bears bad, huh?
Yep.
We say Rodgers, and it's like, yeah, that's right. He still owns the Bears.
I never understood.
Man, Ryan, look at what you started, man.
Now we're fighting about football. Ryan, have a good day. He said jerk.
He says jerk. Later, fam.
Tanya is the last one in Kenosha this morning. She's going to get to be our tiebreaker. Look at that. Tanya!
Hey!
Since we're totally off subject everywhere we go today on the show for multiple reasons.
Blame me.
Shout out to Tanya for getting her first mammogram and letting everyone know about it because we're going to be at the More Than Pink Walk for Susan G. Komen. You go, girl.
Wepa.
Good job.
Welcome to 40.
You go, girl. Looking good. Don't look a day over 30.
Hey, no time like the present. Let's get it.
Tanya, you are the tiebreaker. Is Christy a jerk for muting her friend's business page?
Heck no. She is not the jerk.
Yes.
When you have a friend, you can support them by liking their page and sharing it with others. But when those people are oversharing their businesses, that's just annoying. No.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for the next regulars get together so that Tanya, Lisa, and Ryan can all fight each other over this.
Duke it out.
Yes. So Ryan should not be watching Tanya for any likes on his post or Lisa.
Exactly.
All right. When he gets over the top, then you have to hit that mute button. I'll come back to you when I want to see it.
Or when I need the product.
Well, and who am I to talk? I just said I muted how many people for, and I don't know why, and I'm over here saying, don't mute them. And I'm like,
wait,
who am I to talk?
Wait.
I am a hypocrite. Hello. All right, Tanya said not a jerk. Thank you for calling, Tanya.
Bye.
Later.
Bye. So there you go. It is not a jerk.
Not a jerk. I love it.
I'm sorry, Ryan. That's the way it worked out today.
I'm not. It is what it is. Ryan, you muted now.
We have to give away Fall Out Boy tickets. I'm very excited about this. They're coming to town. They're coming to Fiserv.
That's how you say that? No, I'm playing.
Somebody said I was saying Fiserv, and it's Fiserv. And I had to yesterday practice. Fiserv. Am I saying it wrong?
Fiserv.
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 I had a whole fight with myself yesterday about this. Fiserv.
Well, we ain't about to fight. We ain't going to fight about it now because we getting these
Let's
tickets
just give away.
Away
the tickets. 414-533-1037. Fall Out Boy going to be playing at Fiserv Forum in April of 2024. And you can get your tickets right now. You can't even buy them yet. And one of their very own grew up in Menominee Falls. So how can we not bring that up when we talk about Fall Out Boy? Andy, the drummer. The other three are from Chicago.
It's all Midwest loving.
Andy's representing, though. So, caller 30, you're going to see Fall Out Boy when they come to town. Kiss FM. Wow, I haven't heard that song in a minute. That show's going to be great. Fall Out Boy.
That's a banger.
Ooh, coming to Fiserv Forum in April, and we've got your tickets right now. That song came out in 2005.
For real?
Yes.
Whoa.
I had to look. I was curious because I remember we played it on Kiss all the time.
There's no way that song's that old.
That would make it almost 20 years old.
It's like 18. It's like 18 years old.
Now we need to talk to Fall Out Boy when they come to town and do like a new re-interview of, holy crap, I didn't realize how long you've been around.
They've been stapled
in. 20 years. That's 20 years. We're about to hit 24.
Strong in the business, bro, for real.
Sarah's in Mequon. Let's pull her up this morning on 7. Good morning, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good. What are you up to this morning?
I just dropped one kid off, and now I have to bring more kids.
Good time. Good times, isn't it? Dropping kids in the morning, let me tell you. Sarah, yes. Have you ever seen Fall Out Boy in concert?
I have not, but I actually just went to Pink because I won tickets earlier this year to you guys. So, this is awesome.
Well, you're on fire on Kiss FM. If you call enough, you can win. And let me just say, I did see Fall Out Boy at the Bradley Center.
Yo.
You want me to go way back?
That's one from the crates. You know that.
What's up now? I might as well shout out County Stadium at this point. I'm kidding.
Big ups to the Mecca.
I was not around for County Stadium, but I do remember the Bradley Center. So Fall Out Boy, you're going to see them, you and a friend, in April. Congratulations,
all right.
Sarah.
Nice. Thank you.
I just got to play. It sounds fun.
I love it. I love it. Sarah, you're getting hooked up, girl. Hold on. We'll get your info, okay?
All right. Thank you.
So there you go. We'll have another chance tomorrow. And I can't really say much. Well, actually, I can't say much. It's a secret. But tomorrow there's going to be more tickets added to this show. I can't say what or who. It's a secret. It's a huge announcement to the point where people are going to freak out that I didn't tell them about this.
Do I get to know?
You already know. You just forgot.
Oh, okay.
Because your back hurts today.
Oh, bet.
Somebody is coming to town and people are going to freak out.
You
know who I'm talking. You just it just hit you, didn't it?
Yeah. Don't tell them. Don't say.
I'm not saying a thing. No. In fact, I'm not allowed to say a thing. It's not allowed.
We can't tell nobody.
We would get sued if we said anything. So tomorrow there will be another show that's coming to town we're going to give tickets to. So we'll have Fall Out Boy and then a surprise of the next one we're adding. And you're going to get tickets to those too the rest of the week. I wish I could say more, but I can't. Other than you're going to want them.
Don't say none besides never say none. We didn't. Never say we didn't do nothing. For you. Got my tongue all twisted.
And I'll say this. It's not Taylor Swift, but it's pretty close to that hot of a ticket.
You stop it.
I'll stop.
Allie, stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
I'll stop. Did I say too much?
You said too much. No, you ain't say enough.
I didn't say enough. You're right. Tomorrow, big announcement on who's coming to town. More Fall Out Boy tickets and more tickets for the surprise. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
There's only room for one baby to take the limelight in this city, and it's DZ's right now, everybody.
That's right.
DZ's having a baby. Giannis, I'm sorry. We've already taken it.
Take a back seat, sir.
No, I thought this was so cute. Mariah and Giannis announced yesterday having the third baby. It's a girl.
Hey.
We're having a girl.
That's so cute.
So they got two boys now. Mm-hmm. And a girl.
You think they're done having kids after this?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like, you know, they seem to keep having them, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's have as many as you want, especially when you have the means and the support.
I know, that's right.
I'm not saying they have people taking care of their kids. I'm not saying they don't do it all, but I'm saying if I had the money to have help, I would pay for 17 nannies if I could.
Well, they got family and funds.
I would pay for as many as I could.
They're good. They got family and funds. They good on the baby end if they want to keep having more. I just know people would normally say, okay, 3's our number, 4's our whatever.
Oh, I wonder.
You know, they got two boys, a girl. Some people would say that's the perfect time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was just an open-ended question,
I guess. Yeah, I don't. I grew up with three. There was three sisters, but then you get the triangulation. It's always two against one with three. Even in adulthood.
Well, and it's two boys, so it's always going to be the two boys against the sister.
Oh, maybe.
Let's be honest.
I didn't think about it like that because we were all girls in my family.
And the two boys are older. That little girl's going to grow up with older brothers and older brothers that are ante de cumpo.
Oh, yeah. We got a WNBA player coming.
Hey.
Hey-o. I don't think about the boys. I think about the girl.
Well, Mariah was an athlete. Like, mm-hmm. these kids are born and bred to be athletes, mm-hmm. regardless of what sport they go into, whether it be volleyball, basketball, something with a ball.
He's something. They're going to be doing something, absolutely. So, well, congratulations to Giannis and Mariah having a baby girl, the third one, and DZ having a second boy.
I guess congratulations, since they want to get in on our baby celebration.
Well, if your children end up being straight, they can date.
That's up to them.
We don't care. Well, it's not often that I punish my kids and I don't feel guilty about it. But last night I punished my kids and I didn't feel guilty about it. I ruined their whole night and I still didn't feel bad.
Wait, you ruined the whole night?
They had it coming, and I feel like everybody, whether you're a parent or not, is going to agree with me when I tell you what happened in my house last night.
What'd they do?
They had it coming.
Well, I'm so lost.
You want to know why Allie angrily threw a milkshake in the trash can?
Uh-oh.
That was full?
Oh.
A whole full milkshake in the trash last night?
Say it ain't so.
Oh, it's so. And I'll tell you why. I had a parent freak out last night. Get ready.
Word.
It's coming up next. I said, oh, you think you're getting a full milkshake? Think again, sucker.
Oh, you thought?
Mm-mm. Well, karma's not going to hold my children down. I'll tell you that much. Not going to hold Owen and Hudson down. DZ, unbelievable.
Talk to me, yo. What happened?
The nerve of these kids. So I had a busy day yesterday, and everybody has busy days, but this one was busier than normal to the point where my kids got home from school before I got home.
Oh.
And we start at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So when I finally got home at 4:45, I had a long day. I had to work. Then I had to do some filming for a TV show, which I'll tell you about later another time. It was a long day.
You had a 12-hour day, basically.
Basically. And so on my way home, I called them and I said, what's going on? They're like, we're hungry. And this is just what a mom wants to hear on her way home, right?
Of course y'all are.
So I said, I know. I'm hungry too. Just can I get home and we'll figure out what we're going to do for dinner.
Yep.
Okay. You're not going to pick anything up? I go, no, I just want to come home.
I just
want to come home and put sweatpants on. Let me come home first.
Please.
And I'm negotiating with a 10 and a 12-year-old. It's stupid to begin with,
Mom
right?
life.
Sometimes I have to look at myself and go, you're the adult, Allie. We're too close like that.
Allie's looking in the mirror talking about, don't let these kids bully you like this, Allie.
I literally stare. I go, you got this. Do not
you're
let them
parent.
Talk to you.
You're the parent.
I have these talks with myself all the time.
I see it.
And so basically, I got home and I said, I'm starving. Let's go out to eat. So we go out to dinner and we go to Red Robin.
Yum.
And it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, Hudson goes, can I get a milkshake? And I go, you're always got to ask for something else. There's always something with you. It's Hudson to a T. Can I have? Owen doesn't do that. And I go, screw it. You can have a milkshake. Just because I'm defeated.
Sure.
I'm full. It's 7 o'clock. I'm tired. I just want to go home.
But you had your sweatpants on.
But I had my sweatpants on. I was happy.
Bet.
So we leave Red Robin. They both have milkshakes. And we pull up into the driveway. Well, my Monday is trash day. So basically, the recycling bin was still outside because it had been raining all day and nobody brought it in because I was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And when I came home, I didn't bring it in. I forgot.
Well, and the boys hadn't done it because they weren't thinking about it.
Even though they walked home from school and walked right past it.
Nah, they didn't get it.
So I let that one slide. I pulled into the driveway. I stopped at the end of the driveway and I said, one of you please get out and bring the recycling bin in. So they don't even have to walk both ways. They just have to walk it up to the house, the direction we're going.
Sure.
Just jump out of the car and walk. My driveway's not that big, DZ.
I know. Please and thank you, boys. If one of y'all wouldn't mind hopping out, grabbing a can, we'll meet you the 30 steps that it's going to take you to get to the garage.
Mm-hmm. And they both refused to get out of the car or do it. Both of them. It was like a standoff.
What?
I asked them to do the easiest chore on the planet. Walk an empty trash can. Like you said, 30 steps up the drive. I was furious. So I sat there and I was irritable. I was tired. I was mad. I had just spent money on them, taking them out to dinner, and they're just the most unappreciative little punks I've ever seen. And they got a milkshake. Screw that. So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I grabbed their milkshakes and I put them right here on my arm, like you're carrying a drink in your arm. Because I hadn't parked the car yet. We're at the end of the driveway. I go, somebody get out. Milkshakes are gone. And now I flipped. I know I'm psycho,
ooh,
right? And
now you went Mama Bear on them.
Now they're scared. One, okay, sorry.
I'll do it. Yeah.
But I'm done. I'm like,
they had already said, no, we ain't doing it.
And they had refused to get out until I screamed. And then, I said, no. And I worked so hard not to yell. So hard. And so I've worked hard on, this has been part of my parenting struggles. I've worked hard on this in therapy and life.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, it's like a thing. So that's it. So Hudson got out and he walked walked it up and I walked into the house. Owen was behind me and I took those milkshakes and I threw them into the trash as hard. It was like, it
you
was
dunked them.
It was therapy.
You dunked them into that.
I was like, boom. And I go, and I didn't, and I, it felt so good to throw their shakes in the trash.
You said milkshake these.
Uh-huh. Ding, ding. And Owen was right there and Owen saw it. And Owen's in sixth grade. He knew. Owen got it. He understood why I did that. And he felt bad. And he didn't even question it. And I was like, you know why I did that? He goes, I know, Mom. I understand. I'm sorry. It. And he left.
Mature.
Hudson walks in. What now? He's waiting for me to give him the shake back. He thinks he's getting the shake back because he finally brought the I looked at him. I go, what do you mean, what now? I go, they're in the trash and you're done. Go to your room.
There's nothing now.
There's nothing.
We're done for the night.
He couldn't believe I threw it out. And Hudson had a lot of milkshake left. That's how, like, I have to correct my parenting. They're disrespecting me because I'm allowing it. And I'm well aware of that as a parent. So I went, we're done because there's no consequence. Mm-hmm. Last night, there was a consequence and it was a big one for them. Losing their shake, that matters to Hudson. He's food motivated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, come on now.
A lot of kids are.
I was food motivated as a child,
some
for sure.
Some are toy motivated, depends. He's everything motivated. But he couldn't believe I threw it out. And I was like, I sure did. And I didn't feel bad. A lot of times you have guilt. You know, as parenting, you feel bad when you punish them. Mm-hmm. Even though you know you have to punish them, you still feel bad. You have guilt. I'm like, yeah, I feel nothing. Get out of my face and don't talk to me again. I said, you are the most ungrateful little kid ever. I took you out to dinner. I got you a milkshake. I'm like, and you can't help your mom for 5 seconds walk a trash can up? I go, get out of my face. Don't disrespect me like that again. The shake's in the trash. We're done. I'm sorry. And I was like, thank you. Goodbye.
Can I be honest with you?
I couldn't. I was in shock of how disrespectful.
You was too soft on these kids.
I was.
You was too soft.
And I'm paying for it.
You was too, no, I'm talking about even in that moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
can
really?
I tell you what I would have done?
I thought I was pretty aggressive by, you know, throwing them out and standing my ground.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, you did what you needed to do.
He got the consequence.
He got the consequence.
He's not going to say no to anything I ask again.
He got the consequence, but you know what I would have did?
What?
I would have parked the car, took the milkshakes, walked them to the driveway where the trash can was at, slammed both in the empty trash can. Boom! Boom! Slammed the lid. Bang! And then walked the empty trash. I would have done it. I would have walked
in front of their face.
Quite petitiously.
Yeah.
Very slowly.
Yeah.
And I would have taken the trash can, put it right in its place, and gone, now the trash can gets the milkshakes. Since nobody wanted to get out with their milkshake and get the trash can, now the trash can gets the milkshakes.
And do you know what? I love that idea. The only reason I didn't is because I would have had to clean my trash can.
Because then it would have been all nasty
and
gunky.
It would have been all nasty with the milkshake all over the trash can.
I know exactly. I would have taken that L personally to show them that lesson.
Well, actually, I could have done that and then made them clean it.
Ooh, L's turned lessons.
Get the hose and start cleaning, everybody. Please, Lord. So there you go. So I had to share that with you because I snapped, man. I snapped and I have no regrets. And I am feeling like I was too soft. I feel like the fact that they even considered not getting out of the car, either of them, the fact that they did that right in front of me shows how little they respect me in that moment. They do chores, don't get me wrong. Like, they unload the dishwasher,
right.
They rotate, and neither of them gives me a hard time.
This isn't about chores, though.
We're in a system, but this is about when I ask you to do something simple,
this
do it.
This is the parent-kid dynamic to where I wasn't asking you if you wanted to or minded doing this.
Yeah.
I was telling you to get up out the car, grab that trash can, and bring it to the house.
Well, and the mom in me wants to go, and maybe this is the adult in me that they don't think like, remember as a kid, we don't think like adults. And the adult in me is going, think about the fact that I've been at work all day, and then I went out and took you out to dinner and bought you a milkshake, and this is how you repay me?
That
alone makes me crazy.
That alone is that's for an adult to understand, though. What a kid understands,
a kid doesn't
though,
get that, though.
No, but what a kid does get is that their parent just stopped the car and told them to do something, and they negated it and said, nah, I'm good.
Well, and it,
no,
you know,
thank you.
Oh, their dad would have went nuts.
You kidding me?
It's not like their dad and I are best friends, but I know their dad would have snapped if he knew that story. Like, some of these stories, I go, do you do this at your dad's, or are you just walking all over mom? Like seriously. You
should ask them that next time.
I do. They say they don't act. They tell me. They're much
much more more wrangled in.
I'm the fun parent. I'm like, no. They don't say that, but that's the way I feel. I'm like, no, I'm not the fun parent.
Oh, we gonna nip that in the bud, dog.
Because I was like furious.
We ain't fun around here.
And mm-mm. I, you know what? I will say this. They are good kids 90% of the time.
Of course.
But what they did last night was unacceptable.
OC.
Period. Somebody said I would have drank the milkshakes in their faces. Thank you for texting. That was, if I could drink sugar, I would have.
You got me, dog. I would have pulled up and taken both of those milkshakes.
I should have driven to Bayview, delivered them to your house, and made them go all the way home thinking about the fact that you had their milkshakes.
And I would have, you know, I would have eaten both milkshakes in front of them. Gladly.
Thank you to whoever texted in and said, way to go, Allie. Great parenting. Because you can tell I'm this is a real parent struggle moment for me, man.
This was a hoo-saw moment. I feel like you just needed to let that go. Vent that out. Well, and just hear from people to remind you that you're doing good.
I don't hold them accountable enough. I admit that. That's why they did what they did.
So any parent?
I don't know, but I'm just admitting it on the air that things are changing around these places. Allie snapped yesterday. Get me tired enough, and I'm not putting up with it. Maybe it's I'm never tired enough.
Ooh, we're going to keep putting that into existence, though.
I was so tired, I couldn't take it.
You were over it.
I didn't have the strength.
You didn't need none of their nonsense, and all you asked for was one simple thing. You didn't tell them to clean the garbage can.
No.
You didn't tell them to flip it over. You ain't tell them to take the all they needed to do was tilt it and wheel it up. Mm-hmm. You know how easy that was and how mediocre it was? They just felt defiant. Whatever. And they learned a valuable lesson, G. Stand strong, Mama Bear.
Thank you. I see the phones ringing. You know what? We'll take your calls and texts next real quick. 414-533-1037.
Words of encouragement.
Yeah. Any parents want to chime in here? Help us. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Just talking about how I threw out my children's milkshakes and I felt zero angst about it at all. They deserved it.
No regrets, dog. No regrets at all, because you was sunning them boys, letting them know what was up, because they refused to do something simple. So simple that they deserved it. I hate to say it, you never want to treat your kids bad, and this is a learned lesson. You get asked to do something, you don't question, you don't negate, you do.
Somebody texted in and said, I would have made them throw the shakes out. It would have hit home a little harder.
Oh, themselves throw the shakes out.
We went out to dinner, I bought them shakes, and they brought them home, and they refused to get out and help me bring the trash cans in, so I threw their shakes out. That's the story. Let's go to Cynthia this morning, because parents are texting and calling like crazy this morning. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. Wepa, DZ. Wepa.
Wepa, Cynthia. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Oh, my God, Allie. You did the exact same thing that I would have done.
Okay.
Because too many kids and too many parents want to be their friends with their kids. Wow. And
I just couldn't believe the audacity. How disrespectful to do that.
And I understand that they don't see how tired we are sometimes and things like that.
Even if I wasn't tired, it wasn't cool. They should have just brought the trash can in and done what I asked. They're ungrateful. I just took them out to dinner and bought them a shake. Goodbye. Like, get out of my face.
They walked past it too on their way home from school.
The fact that
don't think about that.
Cynthia,
and I get it.
But Cynthia, do you know what Hudson said when I brought that up? I said, why did you guys walk past the trash can and not bring it in?
What did he say?
Nobody told us.
Oh, well, guess what? Take that as your learned lesson. Uh-huh. Anytime you get home
now, from here on out.
I said that.
I better not have to tell you. Grabbing and wheeling the trash can is like chore 101 for kids your age.
On your way.
Yep.
And it's empty. It's easy.
Snag it, boy.
And, you know, I was thinking the same thing as GZ, as like, you know, I would have thrown them right in there. And then I thought, no, I don't want to clean that. I'm like, I know exactly
we all had the same thought process.
DZ's idea was great, but nobody wants to get the hose out.
I know you didn't want to clean it. I have to deal with it. And I completely agree with that, too. So, but yes, you did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you. Somebody did text in and said, great job. I would have thrown their shakes out. And then, honestly, I would have had them made them do a new chore immediately, which isn't bad advice, if I'm being honest. So thank
you,
Cynthia.
Well, you know what? Now you just have to assign that chore on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Cynthia, I'm with that. That's their new chore. Trade off. Who somebody does it this week, somebody else does it the next week.
Just like they do the dishwasher, they can now do the garbage can.
Oh, you think you're walking on eggshells? Everybody's walking on eggshells around this house.
And it's not a punishment. It's called a responsibility. They're more than grown enough.
And honestly, they'll be better adults and teens later for it.
Agree.
Ding, 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 ding. Before it's too late.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank you, Cynthia. You have a great day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Later.
We got to get to Destiny because she is really, she said, if you don't put me on the air. test today.
No need to fight, big fella.
Do you want to come take care of
my kids? You didn't put me on first just now. I'm so glad. I had to calm myself down. I'm driving to Racine listening to you saying, what? They did what? And who? Girl, I'd have pulled the car over.
Almost turned around.
I would have opened the back door and I'd be like, if y'all don't get your monkey out this damn car, go get that. They would have been like, yeah. And then give me them shakes. And yeah. Then I'd have closed the door on them and told them, and y'all walk back home. And then they would have brought the garbage can out back up. And then I would have been like, you know what? It's got to go out tomorrow again. Go put it back where it was. And then I would have made them go put it back. I sure would.
I should have made them run laps. If there's anything they hate, it's physical activity. I should have made them run laps. That was the kind of stuff that would have killed you.
I made him put it back, take it in, put it back, take it in like three or four times.
Laps,
we would have Karate Kid on them a couple times.
Right?
Pick it up, put it down. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Wish you would tell me no.
And then the part wax about off.
The water, oh, and then you say when they don't walk past them, I had two cases of water sitting by the back door. Jolana, no, she's supposed to bring it in the house. Why you didn't bring it in the house? You better not touch my water. You better drink out of the sink for the whole rest of the month.
The funny thing is like I had this vision of them wax on, wax off. Only the problem is I'm making them clean like the siding. I don't have like anything that needs to be
you
cleaned.
Better make them wax on, wax off that garbage can. What you talking about? They ain't gonna forget that.
You bored? Take out all the stuff out the cabinets, clean the cabinets. Oh, put them back.
I got a chore for you.
No, organize it. Alphabetical order. You don't know. Go get the dictionary. You don't got one. We need to go to the library and get a dictionary.
Hey, no, Destiny. We got the perfect chore for these boys. They're gonna go through your cabinet and check the expiration dates on all the canned goods.
That's trying to trigger everybody. We did it.
Yeah, I went there.
Destiny, I'm calling you the next time I need a pep talk because she will talk me into not feeling bad at all about parenting these kids.
We're going to sit there and sip on and be like, yep, now what? Say something again. They're going to look at us going, ooh, she called that crazy lady over. Yep. They're going to snap up real quick.
Destiny's here. Look at everybody.
Fact. Last night, first game of soccer, first practice of soccer, I'm yelling at the kids. I said, I am not babysitting. One kid said, ooh, that's our soccer coach? And the mom said, yup, she sure is. She's your new soccer coach.
I hope you're scared of her.
We are.